Sunrise. We stand on the rim of an alien world. Looking out across a panorama of limitless space. Visions, dreams, fantasies unroll like a great scroll before our eyes. These are the stories of inner and outer space, futuristic fantasies from the realms of science fiction. You are about to experience one full hour of astounding and astonishing tales in Stars and Stuff.
A little red light, be quiet.
Hi, I'm PJ Ort, back again with science fiction fantasy stories, some long, some short. Today we have two stories, a futuristic voodoo tale told in the old-style science fiction of the 30s. It's called Boogie Woogie to the Stars and Bach Again. Also, a time machine tale with Bobby Bonecutter and the Pink Pearl Erasers. Into a 1950s town in Michigan slip the deadly Pink Pearl Erasers, a dictatorship that stays in power by rubbing out key people in the past. Stay tuned for drama.
And now, Bobby Bonecutter versus the Pink Pearl Erasers.
The time gorillas have hit again.
Dear, sounds bad. Let's go.
They're gone, as usual, sir.
I don't suppose they did anything. They never do.
What do they want, sir?
I have no idea. They just appear and... Imperial summons. Dr. Flux here, your preciousness. Oh, yes. I see. Yes. Right. His preciousness be praised.
We found something in the bushes, sir. It appears to be a container.
Ah, thanks. It's a glass substance. Archaic.
A totally alien tool?
No. I don't think so. It's terrestrial. The script is most likely early American. We'll check it in the lab. Oh, it's a real collector's piece here.
Let's go back in time, back to 1951, to a small town located in a southern corner of Lyon Township, South Lyon. There are several paved streets, a furniture store, a bank, a bowling alley, a Ford Ferguson dealer, a John Deere dealer, an International Harvester dealer, a pool hall, two hardware stores, two drug stores, two grain mills, three gas stations, two restaurants, two barber shops, two grocery stores, and one stoplight. The time is Wednesday, May 3rd, 1951, back before the first time voyage. Ernie's garage and junkyard. Bobby Bonecutter, his time machine, and his girl Bernice.
What you'd call the capsule enclosure here. It ain't.
Bobby, that ain't no capsule.
That's what I said. It ain't.
That's a Chevy. I know that much.
A 39 Chevy coupe. Hard to get more than five people in the front seat, but maybe that's plenty.
How you travel through time? You ain't even got a motor.
Well, I reckon I need a motor.
It don't have wheels.
Don't reckon you need wheels.
I don't comprehend. No wheels and no motor. You're going to travel nowheres.
Yeah, well, nowheres about where I'm going.
You're pulling my leg.
No, but it helps. To comprehend time. Once you comprehend time, You see the principles that propel this here Chevy that don't need no conventional motor.
You crazy.
You have to grasp time, just like you pick up, like this tire iron here. You grasp time, and then it's a tool.
Like a granddaddy clock.
It's that, but it's more than just measurement of cycles. You define time as the ultimate causal pattern of all energy release. And then you can predict that the energy put out by time will be found to be oscillating. Now you'll see that time itself is being altered. It is greater at the effect end than at the cause end. What I'm saying is, time is thin around the cause and dense around the effect.
Oh, you're a silly hillbilly.
What I'm saying is, what goes on between planets is more than just the action of force fields alone. It's like you compare the communion between two stars with the telepathic contact between two people, and then you see it's possible that all the processes in the material systems of the universe are the sources feeding the general current of time, which in turn can influence the material system.
What you're saying is time affects matter and matter affects time, right?
That's right. Matter affects time. You understand that.
We have a partial analysis on the container, Your Preciousness. It was termed a bottle. Circa mid-20th century Earth.
Those fiends came from ancient Earth.
Yes, Your Preciousness. The beverage carried within the container was used for elation or numbing of the neural systems. It was called Southern Comfort. Excuse me, Your Preciousness. Chairs.
There was a very odd noise emanating from their time vehicle. First Jan suggests a type of early primitive tribal music. Maybe a clan of identification of some sort. We're running analysis on it now, sir.
I'll be right there. I believe we may be able to pinpoint their time, Your Preciousness.
Every time the fiends have attacked, it's always been the same loathsome noise.
Are you certain?
No.
Oh.
Why are you standing there talking to me?
I'm sorry.
Their time. Erase them.
Well, then you get into the nature of which time is thought. The whole process of thinking is time. This is the structure of your mind. It's like, where does the past live? In you. And where's the future, which is the projection of thought? Same place, in you. So as soon as there's thinking, there's time. And when thought stops, time stops. When your mind tries to understand it, categorize it, hold it, then space and time come in.
So all you do is stop thinking and you stop time. Start thinking and you start time.
Well, that's close.
You're going to kill yourself in that machine.
No, I don't think so. But you see, the secret is in the transmission here I took from a wrecked Ford. It was a 41. And again, it's a matter of realizing transmission is an assembly of gears. Our transmission is the sending of modulated carrier waves from a transmitter like radio, you understand? So this transmission here is a standard synchromize. In its own sense, it's got three speeds forward, see? And one reverse. It's the reverse here. That's how I'm gonna get back.
You so crazy, Bobby. You arrive in the future and I just know some kind of mean creature out of the future is gonna be waiting and pounce on you.
Oh, don't, Bernie. Come on, stop it.
AD. Dr. Flux and the technician analyze the small specimen of residue left behind by Bobby's time machine.
It does seem to be early tribal music.
We have a fix.
Two.
It's coming through now, sir.
Nine. Two. One. Three. Fifteen.
Location.
United States of Nation. Shift of line. Down of south line.
That's it?
That's...
Hill.
Wait a moment.
Hillbillies.
Hillbillies?
Hillbillies?
Do you know what hillbillies are, sir?
Most likely a tribe that existed then, but... Your preciousness.
Turn off that loathsome noise.
We hit the pod there. We have a time location fix, your preciousness.
Oh, yeah.
Chess. 1951, U.S., Michigan, South Lyon. Apparently a few members of the hillbilly tribe have built themselves a time vehicle.
Good now, Dr. Flux. Raise all of them.
June 10th, 1951. Bud's Cafe. A Friday night.
Hey, punch B4, will you?
Yeah, got it. Hey, this weekend, you think Bonecutter's gonna take out his time machine?
Maybe. Why?
Well, I don't know. Something to do. Yeah, get some beer, go for a ride.
I know you. You want to get some of that future poontang, don't you?
No. I just wondered if you got that time machine fixed. You keep stopping in the same place in the future every time.
I don't work right. You know, if you see him, tell him that girl of his, Bernice, is looking for him.
Oh, she's nice, isn't she?
Nice. Shoot. I'd invent me a time machine to get my hands on some of that stuff. Smart as old Bonecutter is, he gets himself a girl built like a brick house with some set of knockers that'll make your mouth water, and then proceeds to build himself a time machine that don't even have a back seat. Shoot, I could have done better than that. Yep.
We ain't seen him tonight.
He may be over at Ernie's.
No, was it Zener?
Ernie's garage.
Yeah, it's around the corner of two blocks that way.
Ooh, weird guy.
Hey, you think he's a government man? You think they heard about Bonecutter's time machine?
Nah, he talks too funny. I bet he's a Russian or something. Yeah.
2430 A.D. Dr. Flux speaks with the Imperial Pink Pearl.
Sending agents into the past to erase those that are the key to our sustaining power depends upon the assumption that we can control all the variables you're
bringing. It's how I've retained my position as the Imperial Pink Pearl. Dr. Flux.
Perhaps we've had too many erasures, your preciousness.
Too many?
Well, there are variables, your preciousness, that even though we check every possible factor...
You must check, and recheck. One imprecise erasure may set off a chain of events that might tumble my empire. All erasures have been clean, have they not, Dr. Flux?
Oh, of course, your preciousness.
All erasures appear accidental based upon solid cause and effect, do they not?
Oh, yes, your preciousness.
Agents use the standard procedure, do they not?
Well,
agents tactfully arrange events so the target appears to slice its own throat, do they not?
Yes, your preciousness.
Then what?
There seems to be...
Seems. Nothing seems, is or is not. I smell conspiracy in every nook, cube, and plasticoid cranny. I smell conspiracy ever since the professor escaped into the past. Have the foul odors of conspiracy menaced this node?
We have never confirmed it was the past, your preciousness.
It was the past. The professor is a nostalgia nut. He's back there plotting.
What I would give to see that brilliant odorous brain on a silver platter scrambled with eggs and matzah and served for breakfast.
One day, your preciousness.
Doctor, make very certain this one from the hillbilly tribe is a clean erasure. Very clean.
What's it feel like? Is it scary or nice?
Take you for a ride.
No, thank you. I just want to know what you see.
Nothing much. Gray, blurry. Like driving through a fog. Then colors start coming. And more until they're all spilled together. That's just before we stop. Then sometimes it's rough, like going through a storm. But then we stop, and there we are in the same place. First time I wanted to get out and shake their hands and say, howdy, I'm Bobby Bonecutter from the past back there. Maybe they'd say, nice to meet you, welcome to the future. Sirens go off and these guards, really mean looking bastards, come running and just not conducive to friendly howdy. And
that's because you're a stranger, a foreigner to them.
I figured they'd be curious, not so nervous.
Don't you think you'd better stop going there?
I try, but it's like it was a magnet that draws the machine right there. I start out and that's where I always end up. Same place, over and over.
Long life to his imperial preciousness.
What is it?
Computer miscalculation, sir.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. Upon reanalysis, as you requested, erasure of one Bob B. Bonecutter, 1951,
well?
South Lyon, Michigan, township of...
Well, what is it? What's the problem?
Erasure will cause catastrophic downcrump of the empire of his preciousness, the imperial pink pearl.
When I tell him his preciousness is going to hit the ceiling...
Hey, look, there's Ernie. Hey, Ernie.
Hello, boys.
Ernie, there's some guy snooping around.
Looks like a government man.
Or a Russian. He could be a Russian. He talks.
Yeah, he was asking for Bonecutter.
Clarence here told him to look in your garage.
I didn't know.
And the guy kept talking into his sleeve. He was really weird.
Did the sleeve talk back to him?
Huh?
Yeah, we couldn't hear. Wayne told me to play Indian Love Call on the jukebox, so
well,
we couldn't
hear
whether
he
was sleep talk back or not.
I always play that song, you dummy. Yeah. You're the one that's in
Hey, don't blame me now. Shoot, you could have told me not to sing up
Ernie
the blues right
now.
I'll sit right here.
Shoot up a bit. All right.
Anyway, he was asking for Bonecutter.